Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
You know, before we talk to Paula Poundstone, I want to look like the first day I met her, Chris, at Milk Through the Nose in upstate New York.
Is that where you met her?
That's my favorite 80s comedy club, everybody.
And you were young and dewy?
Yeah, the chuckle slut. That's where I started. Oh, right next to Milk Through the Nose. Okay, listen, picture your face in the mirror. Do you see all those wrinkles around your eyes, crow's feet? Those right under eye bags,
those
all that
bags.
Stuff?
Bags.
I didn't have that in the 80s.
You don't have them right now?
No, I don't because of Plexiderm.
What?
It's so magical. Hmm. It's a clinically studied serum that visually eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags in minutes. It's the edge you've been looking for. And it's like cheating because it goes on clear, so no one knows.
Oh.
So you just think it's like magic.
And it works in just minutes.
I'm magically transported back to the 80s comedy scene. Hey, dogs and cat people, they're different, right? How about that airplane food? Ha ha! Look at my eyes. They're fantastic. Go to triplexiderm.com and use my code SEXYLIBERAL for 50% off. 50% off?
What?
What is up?
Is that legal?
Plus an additional $10 off. I am too generous. That's right. 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mention code SEXYLIBERAL Plexiderm. Backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com today. Use the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That is triplexiderm.com. And now, let's go back to the 80s with Paula Poundstone. All right, now, Paula Poundstone, now you can drop all the fucks you want.
Fuck!
Okay. That was like Carol Burnett doing the Tarzan yell as a fuck.
Yes.
Paula Poundstone, comedy legend, is here.
It's so nice to be here. You don't even have to call it happy hour. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you.
You could call it anything. You could call it, the end of the line.
Well, we're taping right after the normal show. So, drink, right?
I don't drink. I hydrate.
Okay.
Yes.
He's got a diet Pepsi.
Water and diet Pepsi, yes.
Yeah, no, I can't
We're not drinking either.
I don't drink alcohol anymore.
Yes.
I wish I could tell you
some,
I never had.
There was an incident, but that's fine. It was a long time ago.
There was some unhappiness. But anyways, it was a long time ago, thank goodness.
Yes, and you came back funnier and bigger and better than ever. In fact, you're...
There's something about having the living shit beaten out of you.
Yes.
Just,
life beat the fuck out of you.
It just tickles your funny bone. It does. It just sharpens your wit. That's what I find. I'll tell you something. Had Marie Antoinette lived, she would have been a hoot.
Would you shut up about that cake?
Yeah.
That's fellow comedy legend.
So I don't understand. So you have a show. You have a television show. Because I've seen the TV show. In fact,
you're on camera now.
I saw it once with Lily.
Yes.
When I was in a hotel room and I was flipping. I had the clicker. Yeah. And let me tell you something. Yeah. I came to that and by God, I stopped.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was like, it was like.
Yeah, thank you.
A Hanna-Barbera cartoon. I slammed on the brakes when I came to that.
Yeah.
Cartoon skid. So what were we just doing before?
I don't...
Because I was sitting in a chair right here. I remember it. That's what happened when I came across your show with the clicker in the hotel room.
I love that you said clicker as if that was, you couldn't believe that you remembered what to call that. You were like, clicker.
Click, yeah. Well, I do have a word recall problem now. Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah. You seem really victorious when you...
Yeah, when I come up with the word.
Right.
Yeah, I do. Like, even, you know...
It's also remote.
Even when my kids are visiting, if I happen to remember their names, I ring a little bell. I go, look at that. I'm going to tell you something that I've not told my kids.
Okay.
And that is shameful.
Yes.
But it's true. I don't remember how old they are.
Oh, and they're young adults. You said 20s.
Embarrassed to ask them.
Yeah,
yeah, they're in their 20s. I know that.
Yeah,
but
20s is just like a gelatinous mass of bad mistakes,
my God.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just,
honestly,
it doesn't matter.
It's just
a
dark, dark period.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you remember their birthdays?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do remember their birthdays.
Okay,
but I don't remember
that's
the year.
Half the battle.
The year of their birth.
Right.
It just seems so insignificant. What I know for sure is the frontal lobes are not entirely in. I know with my son. I know because there's a divot in his forehead. That's that's how I know with my son.
Yeah. Now, okay. So life beat the shit out of you and sharpened your comedic
senses. It did. It made me. Scintillating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because your bio here says Paula Poundstone has done it all. So that seems to cover all of it.
Yeah. I don't think
I guess they're referring to
that was a drinking reference, by the way. I think that was meant to sound glowing.
Oh, they're referring
God,
to HBO.
You're not my press person.
And an ABC series.
She has vomited behind almost every couch in Los Angeles. She has done it all.
I'll get through this. Okay. Guested on late night talk shows. Been a voice on the film Inside Out. Won an American Comedy Award for Best Female Stand-Up. All on top of hosting her podcast. No One Listens to Paula Poundstone. And, of course, appearing regularly on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
You know, it would appear to me that that bio has been recently rewritten. And that is one of the sticking points between me and my manager. She's forever wanting to work on the bio. And I'm just like, oh, please. It so doesn't matter. No one cares.
Can don't know who the fuck you are now, then they really...
Well,
they
it doesn't matter. You could say anything. It doesn't matter. Somebody told me one time that I read it or something that Yul Brynner used to just make up a different background in every interview because he was just sick of answering the question.
Right. So are you or are you not from Huntsville, Alabama?
Well, I was born there.
Okay.
I wasn't raised there. We did used to vacation there.
Oh, that seems fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It was. We had a great time. You know, it wasn't until I was older that I sort of put together some of the things and went, oh, well, that was a little odd. Like my Uncle Leslie, my great Uncle Leslie, used to take us to an empty lot on the 4th of July.
Oh, boy.
And he would set off firecrackers in cans.
Okay.
And it was just us in a lot, just like the kids in our family in a lot with my Uncle
That
Leslie,
seems a recipe for disaster. Like, is this going to end tragically somehow?
No, it's just that it occurred to me as an adult when I was thinking back on it recently. I thought, you know, I think he would have done that even if us kids weren't there.
Yeah.
I think it would have just been my Uncle Leslie by himself in a vacant lot.
Right.
With a can, you know, cans and firecrackers.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it ended well when you're actually able
to
hold your can of Pepsi.
Yeah,
you don't have like
a
bloody stump still.
No. One of the things that you, are they listeners or viewers on this?
Both of them.
Oh, okay. Well, you listener viewer people, your listeners slash viewer people should know is that Stephanie makes these very subtle hand gestures that tell like other,
like that.
that express her needs. The other people that she works with what she needs in that moment.
Oh, now speaking of these two dirty hand gestures.
Oh,
so you are asexual and an atheist, I'm reading from your bio? Unless your manager has rewritten it?
Is that in my bio?
Or it's
atheist?
Oh, no, it's in your Wikipedia, so anyone could have said that.
It's in some cruel tweet about me. I am an atheist, and I am... I don't know if I'm asexual. I don't know what I am. I am not... interested in sex. Here's what I am. I'm really busy.
Right.
So on my list of things to do,
sex
is just not there. I mean, I dream of a day where I, you know, where I sort of experiment.
Right.
With
what?
With, I don't know.
Sex.
Sex. Yeah. But I mean.
any of those hand gestures.
I dream of a day where, you know. I don't really dream of it. That's
really.
Not true. I don't dream of it. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Seems like a weird late in life hobby to just like. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess what I've always
the mailman or woman better look out.
What I
like, you know what?
Thought.
Today's the day. All the kids are grown. I've already made a ship in a bottle. Let's go.
Every now and then I think to myself, like, wouldn't it, because I don't have sex and everyone else seems just obsessed with it and seems to have spent so much time planning for it, thinking about it, meeting people, going online and making their datey thing. I think, okay, then wouldn't it be natural? Like, you know how, like if, take a balloon, for example, how if you smush one end of the balloon, the air goes into the long balloon, the air goes into the other. Shouldn't it be that since I've put no energy into sex, that there's something else where all that energy is gone?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't found what that is. Like, maybe I have an expertise in something else
that,
that just hasn't surfaced yet.
But you know what?
Like, when I do play croquet, I'm going to whack the shit out of that ball.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's why. Because really, I think great sex shouldn't take a lot of planning. Here's why I think when you do finally do it, you might be a fucking bobcat, is because you are a great improv artist. So you might just be like a yes and.
No, I don't think I would be good at sex. I just orgasm. It just seems I don't have the language.
I feel like it's
see, the whole thing just grosses me out.
Well,
I just don't, I wouldn't.
I didn't know if that was because you're an atheist that offended you, or it was because you're asexual. Either way.
I say God and I say Jesus, but as expressions.
Only.
Not, I don't feel there's like a woo woo. Oh. In fact, I was court ordered to AA at one point for 5 years. And I'm not really.
That's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
That seems like more than 12.
And that's a lot of spirituality.
For those for whom it helps, fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Couldn't be happier for you.
Oh, but it's a little God.
Well,
Jesus-y.
Turn your life over to your will.
Higher
your
power.
Power. Right.
Yeah.
And they used to say to me all the time when I would sort of balk and say, well, that doesn't really work for me because I am an atheist. And they'd go, oh. And by the way, I met some really wonderful people. But they'd go like, oh, it doesn't have to be God. It can be the ocean. And I would say to them, you know, that would have worked when I drank.
I'd have to be drunk to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you're not that like a woo-woo guy in the sky makes any more sense than the ocean. But I just, you know, so what do you
you're
go?
Like,
you go to the beach and pray. Like, if it's a yes, send a wave. I just, it just doesn't make sense. None of the religious stuff makes sense.
You know what waves are like?
Sense.
Orgasms? No, sorry.
Waves are like orgasms or door knocks?
Waves are like... Sorry, Sean and I crossed our signals because I didn't do a hand signal.
You gave the wrong hand signal.
You know what that was? That was I was flashing forward to your amends, and I'm guessing that was a lot of doors. That was a lot of doors. Poundstone again.
A lot of letters.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'll tell you, the best thing about drinking is not having to make that phone call the next day. I'm so sorry for whatever I did. I'm so glad to not. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, that is the worst. Feeling.
Was it bad? Don't tell me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought, Paula, while I talk to Caveman Chris. Caveman Chris, you like meat, don't you?
I love meat.
Meat.
Meat is good.
When it comes to meat, quality matters. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm, meat, fire. Listen, I'm telling you, a butcher once told me, and this is really true, that's the most important thing is the quality of the meat, and you don't need to do much of anything.
Nope, just a little salt, a little pepper, that's it.
You shouldn't be having to soak stuff. Nope. What you need is the best quality, the best texture. And where do you get that?
Butcher Box.
That's right. I don't know about you, high quality, humanely raised meat is important to me. Better for you, better for the animal, better for the environment. Yep. What is your favorite cut of meat, Caveman Chris?
Well, I got my Butcher Box yesterday. I haven't dug into it yet, but the ground beef they sent looks amazing. I'm going to make some burgers with it this weekend. And the bacon looks amazing as well.
Butcher Box believes everyone deserves high-quality, humanely sourced meat. And every month, Butcher Box ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to my home. All meat free of antibiotics and added hormones. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat. Holy cow, enough for 24, I mean literally holy cow, enough for 24 individual meals, packed fresh, shipped frozen, vacuum sealed so it stays that way.
Mm-hmm.
You get options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and sugar nitrate-free bacon. Right now, ButcherBox offering new members ground beef for life.
Oh my God!
2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of their subscription, plus $20 off their first box. Now's the time. Go to butcherbox.com/sexyliberal or enter the promo code sexyliberal at checkout. That's butcherbox.com/sexyliberal or enter the promo code sexyliberal at checkout. Okay, hang on. I got to get my 80s eyes back before I start talking to Paula Poundstone again. Mm-hmm. Get my plexiderm.
Right here, ma'am.
Thank you. He brings it to me on a silver tray.
I see that.
Yes, I call him Jeeves.
My lady needs the Plexiderm.
I never used to do that for you.
I know. Well, I've upgraded. Okay. Listen, no risky, expensive surgery. Been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Try Plexiderm. Much easier and much more effective, right? I'm telling you, it is like magic. I give it to my big sisters. They're almost 20 years older than mm-hmm. I am. They said they don't. Everything they have tried to get rid of, under eye bags, dark circles, all that stuff. And I gave them some Plexiderm.
And that finally
worked. I converted them. I'm telling you, what you got? You got wrinkles, crow's feet, under eye bags. This is the edge you've been looking for. Try Plexiderm.com. Type in sexy liberal. Boom. 50% off plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an additional extra $10 off. This offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mention the code sexy liberal. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money guarantee. I got all my sisters with me. Come on, do it with me. Triplexiderm.com. Use the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That is triplexiderm.com.
Did you ask if Robin Williams could be your higher power? Like, I don't know. Oh,
that would be.
Yeah, he discovered you. Yeah.
That would be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I don't think he discovered my existence. I like to think my mother
did
that.
I don't mean as a carbon-based life form.
I like to think the attending physician did that.
I mean as a comedy-based life form.
Mrs. Poundstone, something's coming out of you. I think that.
Where's Robin Williams?
When I was discovered.
Mrs. Doubtfire, get in here.
Yeah. No, he was definitely, he was helpful. But you know what? The thing about Robin, he was very generous and he was very helpful to all the comedians up in, wherever he went. But, I happened to be in San Francisco for a while.
Yeah.
And so, he lived there. And so, he was.
Yeah.
He was very generous. And Dana Carvey was my roommate at around that same time.
Cool. I did not know that.
Yeah, well, he doesn't tell a lot of people.
Did he do voices all day long? Was it annoying?
No, he didn't. He was very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. Like, yeah.
Bright in here, 1,000 points of light. Really bright, Paula? You're like, okay.
That was pretty darn good, I got to say. That was very impressive. Boy, you just... Like,
who didn't clean the kitchen, Paula? Was it Satan?
Okay. Boy, are
all
you
right.
good.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, Paula Poundstone, now, come on.
I can't... What did you tell me? 29 years? You've been doing this? Is that what you said?
More than that. More than that.
More than that?
Yeah,
well, then why would you say 29?
Well, there's video of you on YouTube doing it in 1989.
Right. Okay. So. Well, okay.
There's video of you on YouTube doing it?
Well,
in
doing radio. Doing
radio. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. After the preceding conversation.
Could I have some Masterpiece Theater music?
I thought you were telling me that you had some sort of training film I could use.
Let's talk about Paula Poundstone's storied educational career. She attended Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School but dropped out before obtaining her diploma. She then bused tables at the IHOP and worked as a bicycle messenger.
That's not entirely factual.
Really? Okay. I gotta go back in your Wikipedia.
I was a waitress at the IHOP.
Okay.
Yeah. I bused tables at the Salad for All Seasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is Salad for All Seasons?
It was a salad bar restaurant in Boston. And by the way, that's when salad bars were hot.
Yeah.
That's when a salad bar was an exciting thing.
Right.
That's before
comedy in the 80s.
That's before
salad
you realized.
Salad in the 70s was fucking
exactly.
The shit.
That's before you realized that it's so much more comfortable to have someone else bring it to you.
Yeah.
Did you just snort?
Yeah,
was that you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, it was you.
No.
Yeah, you made me snort.
Oh, that is such a flattering response from an audience.
Mm.
It's not my goal to ever embarrass an audience member, but every now and then when someone snorts, I do have to point it out because it is so flattering to a comic because it's an involuntary sound, I think. I don't think you would do that to impress a date, for example.
Yeah,
not that I know because I don't
care. No, snot is commitment. It is it is the glue that binds.
But I don't really think there's mucus involved in a snort necessarily.
No,
there
wasn't
a lot of times
one.
That's the whole thing.
It's all just, soft palate.
Uh-huh. It's exactly.
Yeah.
It's membrane on membrane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're not asexual. Now.
Oh, is that what you would call sex? Membrane on membrane?
Yeah.
Because that's sexy as fuck.
Yeah. Is that the name
insane
of
in the membrane.
Film of you on YouTube that you mentioned earlier?
I still
earlier?
Think you're going to make someone insane in the membrane. Listen, how did the bike messenger thing go?
I wasn't very good at it. It was in San Francisco.
Oh.
And I wasn't committed.
That's hilly.
But it's very hilly. And the thing about me and a bike is that I am too weak to ride up a hill and too scared to ride down a hill.
Oh, well, you're fine.
So I mostly just pushed the bike with the packages on the
Maybe somewhere flatter you'd be a bike messenger rock star.
Chicago or something.
Yeah.
Chicago is flat.
Yeah, it is.
Try it again. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Now,
It wasn't. The pay was very, very low, but the incentive was after your 28th delivery,
right?
You could get a dime per package.
Wow. Wow.
Well, yeah. So let me tell you, there was like people were clawing for those deliveries.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A dime per package.
Now, your podcast is described as a comedy field guide to life, where you discuss things like how to keep a friend, how to translate your Verizon bill. What do I do if I encounter a bear? Oh, I know. We have what not to do if you encounter a bear. Hang on.
Bear, stop that! Stop that, bear! Bear, stop! Stop breaking my kayak, please! Please stop!
Okay.
Guessing. So you feel that's not effective?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Was that you in the kayak?
No.
Because it had to have been effective, because here
the woman
you are.
With the most irritating voice in the world.
Yeah, it was a very irritating voice.
Oh, I think she went further. She thought if she explained to the bear that it's not food, that he would stop. Yeah. Oh, you can't.
Bear, stop
yeah.
that!
Goes back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Stop that, bear!
Yeah.
Oh, my
bear,
gosh.
Bear, stop! Stop breaking my kayak, please! Please stop! Gosh darn it! Oh, why are you doing that? Bear!
I'm ready
it's
to
not
eat her.
Food. Yeah. It doesn't even taste good.
Wow. So that's the appropriate...
So reasoning with a bear? No.
Yeah.
Not food. Doesn't
well, you know,
good.
The funny thing about the episode where we were supposed to learn how what to do when you encounter a bear, which I still have questions about, was that we booked a survivalist to come on the show. And our show tapes, like you tape on this cliff, way the hell up.
Now, wait, was it that guy that, you know, specialized in... grizzly bears until he was eaten by
a bear.
No.
Grizzly bear.
No, yeah. Not to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
The survivalist, I think it was like our fourth show or something, and the survivalist never showed up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I just survived that.
His name is Thomas Coyne, and we've been looking for him ever
Surviving
since.
Surviving a podcast without a survivalist that you had booked is...
We have on our Facebook page, we have an interactive map where we have our listeners... on the lookout for Thomas Coyne, and when they don't find him somewhere, they place a pin where he's not. It's a manhunt. It's a worldwide manhunt, because we've had people from other countries respond.
Not like in Flashdance.
I'm big in Moldova.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Why would you mention Flashdance? It's funny, because that's a movie that's always
manhunt.
Irritated me.
Was really?
There's a song called Manhunt in the
movie. Oh, I can't remember that. Is that the one she danced to in the club?
Didn't she crawl across the... I don't know, of the floor?
I'm talking about the first Flashdance. The second one may not have bothered me at all, but the first one.
Well, we had Michael Noory on for the
Who
happy
is that?
Hour.
He was
the hunky guy in Flashdance.
Oh, I can't remember that. I just remember, okay, the girl with the torn sweatshirt.
Right, Jennifer
she
Beals.
She used to visit the old lady. She danced, you know, she danced. She danced in the strip club, and then she danced, practiced, worked out with
the ballet.
Bar and the ballet. She had the boyfriend, and she was
Michael Noory.
And she was a welder.
Yes.
You know, well, let me
she
just
was a dancer
tell you
welder.
Something. There's 24 hours in a goddamn day.
You were a fucking IHOP waitress bike messenger. Why can't she
I
be a dancer welder?
I didn't do those two things at the same time. No, this is the thing.
Okay.
You can't do all that. There's only 24 hours.
Yeah.
Don't you hate it when people say to you, they go, boy, September's really flying by.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you something about time.
Okay.
It's one of the few things that's standardized. No, September is going at the same rate as August or last September.
So if you could save time,
it doesn't fly by.
Okay.
Well, do you see what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's a measured thing.
Okay.
It doesn't zip one month and not the other. And yet people say it all the time. They go, oh my gosh, can you believe it's September?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know why I can believe it's September? Yeah. Because it was just August. And that's, this is a thing. We've agreed upon this as a society and a nation. We know.
See, because we live in LA where people have a lot of plastic surgery and they always look surprised at what month it is. Really? Because it was just August. So now it's what?
I was on an airplane one time, and the guy beside me was reading a book called Soft Tissue Augmentation.
Oh.
Normally, I fall asleep on a plane.
Yeah.
Not that day.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. I stayed awake, because I'm like, this guy
what
could,
is, what is
this
it?
Guy could do. I think he was studying to be a plastic surgeon.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you augment soft tissue?
I wasn't reading over his shoulder, for God's sakes.
All right. Well.
I just saw the title of the book.
And thought...
that you should stay awake out of concern. Because
I thought maybe you dreamed to be an IHOP waitress, bike messenger, plastic surgeon.
Dancer.
A lot of hours
in the
day.
Sweatshirt torn. She had to spend a lot of time, Jennifer Beals, just tearing that sweatshirt. That's not, that wasn't a coincidence.
Yeah.
Because you can cut it too much and then it like falls right down over your breast.
Leg warmers, discuss. Why only that part of your leg? Why would that need extra warming?
Yeah. There's no excuse for that.
Okay.
Didn't Jane Fonda bring about the leg warmers?
Yes. She did.
Yes. Yeah. And Jennifer Beals.
Yes.
She brought about Jennifer Beals? That's news.
What? Okay, listen. Should I get a penis piercing? Was something you also covered? Is that a yes or no thing? Should I?
It was the guy who did the penis piercing that talked to us. He said it was up to the individual.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, okay. Which I think is reasonable. That's the thing about my podcast. It's very reasonable.
Yeah.
It's my partner, Adam Felber, and I, and we have people on to share information, and then we make jokes. I'm not a good promoter.
Right.
I don't know how to describe it in a compelling way, which is why on our Facebook page, we have a contest for the listener that can come up with a compelling but succinct description of the show could receive a fresh bar of hotel soap.
Oh, well, that is really quite something.
So any one of you are welcome to,
Paula Poundstone didn't peak at a certain age. She just gets better and better. It like beauty. Right? It doesn't peak at a certain age. It evolves as we do. I'm so glad I found Pause Well Aging. It's the only beauty line scientifically designed for women experiencing perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. I love these products. Pause Well Aging has three great products. A collagen-boosting moisturizer. Chris, it smells so good. Get your face up in my face.
Okay.
Touch your face.
And it feels so good. Telling you. And you get a fascia stimulating tool. This is fantastic. You use it with the moisturizer. I can already feel the difference. And a hot flash cooling mist. I carry it in my purse and... The heart of this skincare line is Pause Well Aging's Pause Complex, a carefully researched fusion of vitamins, antioxidants, and peptides that helps fuel collagen production, making this line perfect for women over 40, which I will be soon. Okay, maybe I should stop lying. Okay, listen, Pause Well Aging, it makes me look like my Twitter age of 35.
It's paused your aging.
Yes. I've arranged a special offer for my listeners, so you don't have to lie either. Get 15% off your entire order. Take advantage of this great offer now. Go to pausewellaging.com. Use the promo code SEXYLIBERAL. That's pausewellaging.com and use the promo code SEXYLIBERAL. Okay, Paul, this podcast is a happy hour podcast because if Donald Trump makes you want to drink and swear, this is the podcast for you. So now that we're on the non-FCC version, what degree of fuckstick exactly and shit show are we in Donald Trump's America?
It is ugly.
Discuss.
You know, it's interesting that you say shit show because one of the things I notice is that since his rise to power, I've had digestive problems.
Yeah, me too.
And
I'm a gastrointestinal nightmare.
Honestly.
And that little fucking box can't even find my glasses anymore.
and when you do get them, you can't see through them.
And that little box cannot contain the shit show that is Donald Trump's America.
I have a feeling, he's such a goddamn shyster.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that he's put a lot of the family money in digestive medications.
Oh, right. He's making money off our shit
Carter's
show.
Little pills.
Yeah. And then I do this and he's going to play more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. My God.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the kind of stuff you would have been thrown out of class for, but this guy's making Bitcoin doing it.
Yeah.
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 It's Captain Underpants stuff that you were talking about earlier.
Oh, it's the best stuff in the world. You know, the thing is, you can tell that Trump is not, I watch a lot of MSNBC.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the commercials, they're just making money hand over fist by how bad for one's intestines this administration is. The commercials are all,
I feel like because I love you and I missed you. I might, because I only have this, and he has that.
Wow.
I have this portable one. And I feel like, as a parent, you were saying, that kids never outgrow loving.
Yeah. No, we never do.
Boo-hoomer. I probably should give this to you.
What's it called?
This is the fart machine number 2.
Oh, wow.
Number 2, of course.
My God.
Yes.
I, like an idiot, bought the number 1 just before the number 2 came out.
I know. Don't you hate that? Yeah. They're exactly like iPhones.
I bought an iPhone one time. I bought a 4, I think it was. And the guy says to me, he goes, the 5's coming out tomorrow. I said, that's okay.
I don't care.
Yeah. And I didn't. There was like, you could hear birds in that iPhone store. Nobody was in there buying phones. That was the day for me.
And then people are assholes about it. They all have that, you know, sent on my new iPhone 12 just so you'll go, what the fuck? Oh, no. There's no iPhone 12.
I don't even know that. I don't even care. Most of what it has, I have no use for.
I know. I don't know how to use any of it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My clouds are on the cloud. I don't even know what it all means. Like, I'll go to use one of the three things I use it for, and it's like, oh, that you can't access that app now.
Yeah. I don't know what data is. You still can't explain it to me.
What?
I don't know what data is either.
I don't either, see?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's when you use internet and that sort of thing.
Okay. It's the, if you call it data, it's the kid in Goonies.
Do I need a data plan? Won't Elizabeth Warren have a plan?
By the way,
for me,
here's something that's somewhat political in nature.
Yes,
that
thank
I've
you.
Been wanting to talk about.
Wow, that's a long wind up.
There was some editing in Goonies that didn't make sense.
Yeah,
did you ever notice that?
Yeah, that is a political statement.
They are telling a story at the end that never happened.
Right.
And clearly they shot it. It didn't work. They liked the way the ending worked. And so they cut it and they went, you know what? Just
leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
They said nobody but Paula Poundstone will notice.
And now you can't stop seeing it whenever
and
you
she'll think it's of a political nature and
Paula
no one
Poundstone,
will talk to her about it.
If you could write the end of the Trump administration, how does it happen? What
happens
where,
today,
when,
for
and
one
how?
Thing? Okay. Happens today. I'll tell you one of the things that happens, and I'm not into punishment, really.
Right.
I feel like enough that the thing is stopped.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to. But I'm going to make a rare exception to the rule for the Trump family because what they've done will have ripple effects that go on for generations.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And so what I would like to see is, okay, you know, in Monopoly, how the guy in jail, he's got the bars, his hands are around the bars and his face is looking unhappy through the bars. I would like to see the entire Trump family lined up in every one of them in their own jail thing. And I would like, and again, I certainly don't believe in torture, but I would like Ivanka's cell to be heated a little bit. Not in a torturous way, but a little bit, because I believe she will melt.
You think so?
I believe that eventually it'll just be like a blonde wig. Laying
don't
on
you
the
feel
floor.
Like MSNBC can just keep their prison block? Because wouldn't you just watch that all weekend long? Just Trump's in prison.
Oh, my God. That's a good point.
Him in an orange jumpsuit.
Because normally
I turn it
off when it gets to the prison show. I'm like, why does anybody want to watch someone else's suffering like that?
Right.
Why is that good entertainment? Yeah. So I won't watch
that. You and I can host
that.
It. Lock
but,
up.
Oh, my God.
Trump lock
I would
up.
Love it if it was Trump
48
lock
hours. Like it's like us doing a Jerry Lewis telethon together every weekend. 48 hours straight. Just he's wearing orange, so it's orange is the new orange.
And then at the end of the whole thing, I'll sing You'll Never Walk With Me.
Yeah.
Right.
You'll never walk alone.
And then we'll pelt him with Cheetos. It's just,
oh,
I don't
my
know.
Gosh.
We'll make up new stuff every week.
Yeah, I would. I would keep the TV on if they would have that would be so beautiful.
Yeah really.
And I well and you, I think Trump would like it,
and you make a
so
good
for
point
the Trump supporters because we don't want to leave them behind.
He'll still be getting attention.
He'll be so happy just to be on television
all the time, 24/7. We never turn the cameras off.
You know, I can never think of the Louis the 16th and his wife. It's not Eva Marie Saint. Who is it?
What?
Does she like cake?
Why are you so obsessed with old royalty?
Marie Antoinette.
Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette. One of the things that she disliked, she wasn't French, she was Austrian, but one of the things she disliked when she arrived there is that they watch, the people were allowed to watch everything.
Yeah.
They literally watched them go to bed.
Right.
They just could come and stand around and watch. It was like the monarchy was sort of entertainment for them. They could, anybody wanted to. I think you had to be dressed maybe a particular way. But anybody wanted to really could come into Versailles or wherever they were and watch them. And I think the same thing, we could make money. This is a way to make back some of the money Trump has stolen from his workers. Is we could charge people money to go watch
them and that's sweet.
In jail.
Yeah, that's sweet. As a parent, you are concerned about the future generations because you will care about your kids once they're out of their 20s and not as irritating. At some point, you make
no. I mean, I care about them now.
Sure.
I just
not to the degree you know their birthdays, but
You know, no, I know their birthdays. I just don't know their ages. Okay. It's just one of those. You know what it's like? It's like when you are with somebody. Like, I'm not good with names.
Okay.
And you know how you're with somebody and then you're with them.
Right.
And then you were too embarrassed to say you couldn't remember the name. And
yes.
So then you don't. And then so you've spent a lot of time around them. And it's just
yes,
unconscionable.
Judy, yes,
that
Judy,
you don't.
Judy, do you know to tell us more?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. So, well, I had this with my dad. It was so awkward.
Mm.
You know, I knew I recognized him.
Yeah.
When
hard
I was
to play
kid,
sometimes.
I'm like, yeah, he's the big guy. He comes home about 7. Jesus. White legs, shorts. Yeah. My father's legs were so white that at nighttime, if he stood outside, moths would bounce off his legs and die around his feet.
I feel like that's the genetic liar part of you that comes from your mother. If you'd like to see more of this, and you are here in Los Angeles, join Paula this Saturday, September 28th,
yep.
Right at the theater at the Ace Hotel.
Theater at Mm-mm. Ace Hotel.
You what? Said it wrong.
This, damn it, Paul
yeah.
Poundstone.
It's the theater at Ace Hotel, which makes no sense.
Okay, well, I listen.
But you're going to be there.
Yes.
I am going to be there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, dude, no matter what they do with their articles, I'm going to be there.
Okay. Paula Poundstone, you're just a quirky little motherfucker, and you remain so.
You've already got an endorsement from somebody saying that she needs to come back.
Kathy says, I don't care what you have to do, kidnap her and plant a cell phone in her colon. So she can call in. Be sure to include speakers so the sound doesn't get too muffled up there.
Wow.
Ask the Ukrainians to investigate her competitor's children. Bring this woman onto the air with you more, please. She fits the vibe, and maybe she can help you get sponsors who sell ADHD meds. What?
What?
Kathy and where? Sacramento. What was I saying?
Wow. I love that
All
woman.
Right. All right.
She's
Thank
in Sacramento?
You, everybody loves Paula Poundstone.
Exactly.
For God's
no,
sakes.
I love that woman who wrote that
Kathy
note.
In Sacramento.
You didn't even see me typing that note, did you?
No, I did not. It just came right out because of your data plan. What? We love you, Paula Poundstone.
Thank
happy
you, Paula.
Fucking happy
Thank you
hour.
So much for having me. Fuck!
Fantastic.
Hey, this is Frangela, and we host The Final Word with Frangela and Idiot of the Week podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, you'll love our show, where every week we talk about real news, real funny. So come on over and listen to The Final Word with Frangela and find it at sexyliberal.com and on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and everywhere else you get your podcasts.